everyone, welcome back to Teenage Therapy. I'm Gael.
I'm Thomas.
I'm Kayla.
And welcome back. I feel like this episode is going up when a lot of you are returning to college. It's college season again. I swear, like, we're about to get so many episode requests for, like, can you guys talk about going back to school?
Yeah, college. And we talk about school a lot.
Dude,
honestly, even Gael is going back to school.
Oh, yeah. Have you been keeping up with the storyline? The TT plot has thickened. It's thickened. Mm. I dropped out of community after like 2 months last school year because it was just like too much. And I was like, I don't want to do this. But then literally a couple days ago, I signed up for classes. And like today was my first day of school again because I decided to just take fun classes at a community college because I was like, you know, like I really wanted to learn how to dance. And I really like was interested in learning stuff because I've always loved learning. Like I truly, truly just love learning. And I was like, I miss school. Like, I miss having a teacher and, like, being in a classroom. Like, I really enjoyed that and actually being able to learn something. And so I was like, what if I just sign up for classes that I like? I was like, I mean, what's the harm? It's free. Like, I have time to do it, I think. And so signed up for, like, a bunch of dance classes, like, some business classes and, like, a screenwriting class. And so today was my first day of that.
How did it go?
Yay.
It went well. It was nice being back and, like, sitting in a classroom and, you know, just having, like, teachers again. And then, like, for dance, like, I'm really excited for dance. Like, I really, really am. You know what's so funny? Because I don't dance. I've never really danced, but I've always really enjoyed it. And I didn't know I enjoyed it until recently. And so I'm, like, so excited for dance because I, like, signed up for, like, 3 classes. And at first, my worry was, like, I'm probably going to drop most of them and just keep one that I like because I was really scared. But now, like, that I get, like, actually started with it, I just want to keep all of them and get really good. And I wonder, because each semester is, like, 4 months long until December. And so I'm wondering, like, what would happen if I just, like, actually stuck with it all 4 months of, like, dance, like, almost every day of the week and just stick with it for 4 months? And I think that's what I'm going to try to do because I'm really, really excited. Because, like, when is the last time any of us, like, actually picked up a skill and got decent at it?
I was about to talk about that.
Like, dude, it feels like that's been, like, when the fuck has that even happened?
Yeah, no, it's... I didn't realize how important it was until, like, this past summer where I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of being a boring-ass person. I don't have any hobbies. I'm not good at anything. So I picked up learning the guitar. I'm trying to get back into art. It's just, it's good to do something you enjoy, not for, like, success out of it, just, like, for yourself. And then you get good at it, and now it's, like, something you do. Right?
Dude, it's, like, it really hit me. It fucking hit me. I was like, when's the last time I got good at something and, like, actually was skilled at it? Like, literally for me, it was tennis. Like, I picked up tennis in 8th grade. And that's the last skill that I ever, like, actually learned and genuinely was good at.
It just makes you feel so fulfilled. Like, okay, really, I'm doing something right in my life. Like, yeah.
No,
especially,
like,
if you're good at it, too, then you feel, like, really good about yourself. You're like, wow, like, look at me.
And
then
struggle
even if you
of it,
are,
too.
It's, like, the fact that you're trying something.
Slowly
is, like,
getting better. It's, like, those dopamine hits that people talk about. Like, when you actually earn your dopamine because you're like, oh, fuck, I'm really bad at this. But then you're like, wait, like, I practice it, now I'm good. It's, like, feels so good.
Yeah.
Like, Kayla, when's the last time that happened?
Literally, I don't remember. I can't think of any hobbies that I picked up. I started reading more. I stopped reading for, like, a while, and then I've recently gotten back into it. Toss was making fun of me. Anyways.
Wow. No, I love reading.
But yeah, that's been nice. And this semester, I'm taking, like, this yoga and meditation class. Yeah, I had my first class today, and it was actually really nice.
Oh, wow, yoga meditation.
It was my first time doing yoga ever. I wanted to try it because I have, like, a few friends that do it, and they just make it sound like it's just, like, a really good time. So I wanted to do it, and it was pretty nice. It was a little bit more physical activity than I originally thought. But it's cool, because I mean, I just like, you know, like, spirituality, things like that. So she was also talking about that, and so it was really interesting. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Like, my homework is basically to do, like, these poses, like, 3 minutes a day, so.
That's nice.
We'll see my evolution.
Good. Isn't it exciting,
yoga,
like, thinking that you might
really
be good
is
at yoga one day?
No, I honestly did think about that. I'm like, well, this is going to help my, like, metabolism. This is going to help, like, me become, like, you know, I don't know, whatever. But I'm excited for it. And maybe, like, hopefully, I'm hoping that, like, after the class, I incorporate it into my daily life. Because, I mean, she's, like, she talks a lot of good stuff about yoga and stuff.
It works.
It works!
There's a reason why so many people do it, and why they keep on doing
it. That's literally what I was thinking about during class. I was like, I see why people, I see why people do it. Because I love class, like, feeling good about myself. I was like, yeah, this is a nice day. Like, I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling good. You know, I was just walking back to my dorm. And so, I'm hoping that, like, this translates into, like, longevity.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
I mean, dude, if I was taking yoga at USC, I'd feel pretty good, too. Like, I'm not gonna, like, all that funding, the mats, like, I could just imagine.
No, they don't provide mats. Can you believe that?
Bitch!
I know.
Are you serious?
I have to buy my own mat. Yeah.
What the fuck? Why?
Mats are expensive, too.
Oh,
okay, but they get, like,
no reason.
That's, like,
but
my textbook.
They literally gave, like, all the business majors, like, free AirPods. Like, bitch, get a $20
mat. You know, I did see a TikTok. I think it was a TikTok that Lululemon from school was giving out free yoga mats, and I didn't know about this.
Wait, what?
But it wasn't on campus.
Wait, what?
I don't know. It was, like, a USC student, and they said they were, like, talking about it, and I was like,
interesting.
Why didn't I hear about this? Because I could have had a Lululemon fucking yoga mat.
I know.
And I'm going to get one from Amazon. So that's why.
Dude, I've been wanting to buy a yoga mat.
Really?
Yeah, I have. It's been on my to-do list to buy a yoga mat so I can start, like, stretching and doing yoga.
Yeah. I'm hoping it helps with my, what is it called? Flexibility. Because I can't, like, touch my toes. So that's kind of
sweaty. Can you crisscross applesauce?
Yeah, I can crisscross applesauce.
There's people that can. That's, dude, like, stretch. It's crazy.
Wow,
girl
hater.
Well, I mean, like, if you can't crisscross applesauce, like, I feel like you should try yoga. That'd probably be good, no?
Yeah.
For I feel like I'm such a stiff person. Like, I feel like I can't move freely, and maybe yoga would help.
Dude, honestly, like, maybe next semester, like, whenever you can, I would recommend taking the class. Because she was talking about how it helps with, like, depression and anxiety and stuff like that, and, like,
I believe that.
No, honestly, like, after she was explaining it, I was like, wow, I can see it. Like, I see it working.
It sounds a little silly, but, like, in practice, it actually is really nice.
Yeah.
Who would have fucking thought, like, good habits lead to good?
Who would have thought, every, like, if people say yoga is good, it's actually
it's
good.
It's actually, like maybe,
that?
If
not
people
me.
Are like... That's so interesting.
Yeah.
No, you should try yoga, because, like...
Yeah. Probably next semester, because this semester, for my elective, I'm taking this guitar class because I'm trying to learn the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so good about it. Like, I think it's important to at least put one class you like into your schedule, or else you're just always going to be like, fuck, now I have to wake up for school and stuff like that. So, I'm really excited. I really hope I can play something by the end of it.
I think, I mean, you already know, like, some, like, very little bit. But it's a start. It's a start.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know any, so...
I'm excited.
I love hobbies. Who would have thought? Like, hobbies really are fun. Like, you guys, you've just been on this? That's crazy. Like, people that developed hobbies when they were young, that is emotional maturity.
That is.
That's looking ahead. Yeah, I really wish I would have had more. It sucks because a lot of people don't have hobbies because they just don't have the resources.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, they just, classes are expensive. Like, usually if you look at the flyers where they offer classes, because that's what I would do. Like, I always wanted to take classes of something. But I would look at the flyers and it was like $100 for four classes. I'm like, no, we can't do that.
And then also your parents are going to be like, well, it's like a waste of time. You should focus
on
school and things that are actually going to make you money.
You know what's funny? Now, my mom always encouraged me to, like, take classes when I was younger. Like, when I was in elementary, like, middle school, she would always be like, you want to take classes of something? You should take classes of something. Take a class of something. Like, of something, art, drawing, anything, please. Like, just take some
find
class.
Find an interest.
Yeah, find an interest. And I was like, no, no. I wish I would have done it, though. Like, I remember I wanted to take, like, Taekwondo classes. And that would have been cool. Like, if what if I actually, like, was fucking, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that would have been sick.
I wish I stuck with art. Like, I think that's... probably one of my biggest regrets to this day is that I gave up on art so fast when I was pretty good at it and I felt
you
like
still
I had...
are.
I'm decent.
You still are.
But I feel like if I really, really worked on it, I could have been somewhere far.
I mean, like,
and it's not too late, but at the same time, it's not one of my priorities anymore and I don't know if I have time to really focus my energy on it. But it's something I'm doing on the side every now and then.
Because, I mean, like, if you think about it, you're barely 19. Like, you do have time.
I do have
you
time.
Know,
it's just...
like, I'm running out of time.
Yeah,
no,
I get it. But, like, I wish I did it while I was, like, just in high school. Because then I would have had just more time and, like, energy.
I mean, the universe works in mysterious ways. Just trust that. Like, you had to quit for some reason. Like, something happened.
Something happened for a reason.
Yeah. I've been really digging into, like, going deep into that. Of just, like, trusting the universe.
No, it's so big. And she was, like, with yoga, it's, like, about spirituality. And so it just makes me feel, like, a lot more secure in, like, myself and, like, the universe. And then, like, everything is going to work out.
That's good for you.
I know. And the thing is, I specifically put it at the start of the week. So that I can have, or hoping, that, like, for the rest of the week, I'm, like, okay, or, like, more okay, but, yeah, I think spirituality is so fun to learn about, like,
it really is. Nice, because, like, I have a lot of trouble with making decisions, and it's, like, fuck, this or this, this or this, this or this, and I can never decide, and I'm, like, oh, but I do kind of want this, but this might also work out good, and I'm, like, and usually what I notice is I actually, like, the answer, I usually already know the answer, but I, like, entertain other ideas, right? Like, if I say, you know, oh, like, do I want to invite this person or not? And I'm like, fuck, maybe I do want to invite them. Maybe I don't. Usually, like, I know the answer as soon as I ask myself. Like, the first answer that I think of is usually it. But I, like, I'm like, no, maybe I should think about it more. Maybe I should think about it more. And so I tend to just, like, you know, either give, like, mixed signals to someone else, or in whatever, like, in this situation, I might give them, like, mixed signals, or I might say yes, and then be like, wait, actually, you know, and then, like, it gets confusing, as so you're like, okay, like,
you just start to overthink, yeah, and then you, like, doubt yourself a little bit,
complicate it for others, maybe, yeah. Or for yourself, and it's like, fuck, but recently, I've just been like, you know what, like, I think I know the answer, like, no, don't do this, or yes, do this, or yes, I want to eat here, or, oh, no, don't come, you know, like, stuff like that.
Especially, like, if your first intuition tells you, like, a specific answer, and then you entertain these other, you know, possibilities, but you end up going with your original answer, it's like you just save yourself a lot of just, like, anxiety and just feelings of doubt. It's like, just go with your first choice, because, I mean, you're eventually going to go back to it, so there's no point in, like, you know, debating other options.
Yeah. I just hate feeling regret. It's one of the worst feelings ever. Like, nothing is worse knowing that you could have done something to prevent, like, something from happening. And it's... Even just, like, little things. It's like, well, if I choose this place to eat, then that means we'll have to do this. And then, oh, like, if I didn't get this food, then I would have enjoyed it. And I would... You know? It's a domino effect. And I have to, like, look into every little decision I make. Or else I'm scared I'm gonna regret it.
That's so interesting.
That, or, like, I'm the complete opposite and I... go crazy. So.
He just doesn't think about
it. Yeah, that's not great. So there's only two ways to go for me.
That's difficult. It's funny that normal. Like, we usually always do go back to our first answer. Like, a lot of times, literally the first thing is what we go back to. I'm like, bro, like, why did I go through 20 minutes of, like, trying to decide? So I've been really just, like, reminding myself when I'm, like, in that situation, like, you know what, let's just go with, like, my intuition, what I originally thought. And, like, just let's see what the universe has to say about it. And usually, like, it works out. Like, later, I end up being like, I'm glad I made this choice. Like, it wouldn't have worked out if I made the other one. Or it wouldn't have worked out if I made this choice. I'm like, okay, this was a good choice. Like, it's happened so many times. Like, it usually ends up being a good choice. I'm, like, happy with the results. Which, like, either means trust the universe, or, like, neither choice was so bad that, like, it was going to destroy everything. You know?
I'll, like, make a decision. And, a decision I'm not... very, like, sure about, and the whole time, like, let's say I choose, like, this place to go to for, like, everyone to, like, go eat at, and then, like, on the way there, I'm, like, trying to justify, like, well, okay, this person, like, really likes it, so it'll be good. Okay, no, I made the right decision, and I'll spend, like, the whole time contemplating and just justifying it, and I just, like, it works out.
Yeah,
but you have to, like, convince
yourself. Have to convince myself that I did make the right decision every single time, even with, like, purchases and stuff like that.
It's funny.
So what do you do when, like, you regret your decision?
And I'm like, fuck, and then I'm, like, slumped, and I don't, and like, and so I don't really want to. My mood is just a little like, the vibes aren't there anymore, because I know the vibes could have been better, and, like, I'm, like, mad at myself. Yeah. But it has never been that serious.
Right? And also, like, I keep seeing quotes that's, like, You ever get those TikTok videos where it's a slideshow of just different ways of thinking? What is that called? Your psychology? It's not psychology, it's philosophies. Mm-hmm. Different philosophies, right? And some people are like, live like a life without regret is not like a life lived. So mm-hmm. like if you don't have regrets, then you never truly did anything.
Yeah, I mean, regret's normal. I just wish I felt it a little less.
Maybe it's just a change of like how you see regret. Maybe you see it as like a failure, yeah. And since you're a perfectionist, it's like you don't want to fail. That's why you put so much emphasis on the right choice and not just like it was a choice. I couldn't have known if it was right or not.
Well, duh.
Yeah. Well, let's start thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true, though. It's funny how like the way we describe choices kind of are just very subliminal ways of how we think. Did I make the right choice? Because it's just a choice. Like,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't ultimately matter all that much. So.
It's a big choice, then.
Well, that's the thing. Even big choices are even worse. Yeah. Like, do you truly? It's so hard to ever like. It's so hard because you don't know the outcome of any, and you just kind of have to like.
And sometimes it just feels like there is no right choice.
Yeah.
It's like it's a lose-lose situation either, and it's just like which path you want to endure.
Yeah, so. I get
that. Dude, it's scary, especially when it's like that.
Yeah.
Like I think about it a lot. Like you, what's a good example of when it's like. Regretting, I think the biggest problems I have is what's a good example? Okay, let's say like breaking up. I think that's a common one. Like when people are like, "How do you break up with someone?" It's like a lot of people are scared of making that choice of like.
It's scary.
It's scary. Like, how do you make that choice? Like, is this the right choice? Or like divorce? Like divorce. That's like, how do you make those choices? Like I. Want to work on like my choice making skills and like being decisive because I'm scared that it's going to really complicate my life if I can't make a choice. Like I think people that can't make choices live their life really really unhappily because you really see that in like things like divorce or breakups. Like, you know, if you're going through a divorce, you have two kids, you really don't love your husband, you can't do it. Like, can you make the choice that like to divorce? How do you even come to that conclusion? How do you know if that's the right one or if you should just like work it out and such?
Yeah.
Like, how the fuck do you even begin to make a choice like that? You know, it's...
I can't be thinking about that. I actually have a big choice to make. I'm considering switching my major, and
I'm like, exactly, a choice like that.
Yeah, like, it's so daunting because I don't know if I want to take the safe option or, like, take a risk because I don't even know if I'm going to like what I'm going to switch into. For context, I'm a business major right now, and I'm considering switching into cinema and media studies because I don't like business, I don't like math, I don't like technical stuff, or like looking at logistics, or analyzing data, whatever. I like creative stuff. I like putting my energy into, like for example, event planning. I really like that. Advertisements, and I don't know, I feel like I can do more things, or I would just be happier if I was pursuing a more creative career, aka cinema. I just don't know if this is the right choice for me.
I feel like you should do it because, I mean, first off, if you stick with business, you're gonna have to take business related classes for like until we graduate.
Yeah.
And also, like, I feel like once we graduate and you do have your degree and it says like business admin, you're gonna wish that it was something else.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's the thing is that, well, I did consider that, but I also did consider, I do cinema and media studies, and then I'm like, you know what, I should have just stuck with business, like, it would have worked, it totally would have been fine.
Why don't you do both?
Double major? Fuck no, I'm not double majoring shit, no, I can't do that.
I mean, well, think about it like this.
Possible.
If a lot of people that I've met have told me stuff like I always ask this because I think it's interesting, like, oh, did your degree help you in what you're doing? And it's usually like literally 50-50. It's either like, yes, I specifically majored in this, or no, whatever I majored in was not related to what I'm doing now. Like, I'll ask someone that works at like a tech company as the some sort of fucking like project manager, random ass role, and I'm like, oh, like, was this part of your degree? And he's like, no, I actually like majored in music production. Mm-hmm. Literally music production.
And yeah, yeah. And that's another thing is that I know business isn't going to guarantee anything. It's just safer. So I think I know what decision I'm going to make and I know what I'm going to have to work towards. But
what decision is that?
To switch. But just putting it out there.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
Yeah. Another quote that has recently been inspiring. No, literally recently, a lot of quotes have like stuck with me and like have changed how I think. It's like, if you can't beat the fear, just do it scared. Like, it's so simple. But I realize like a lot of times I think of like, this episode is all over the place. So it's good. Like, this is the quality. Like, this is better than the last ones. Like, sometimes when like that quote, if you can't beat the fear, do it scared. Because I think for me, what I realized, that one really hit me, because I realized how many things I don't do because I couldn't beat the fear. Like, I live my life as like, okay, like, I'm gonna beat the fear, I get over the nerves, and then I do it. But if it's something that I'm like truly nervous about, I'm like such like a pussy. I cannot do it scared. Like, I'm really, really bad at doing things scared. And so like that quote really got me. I'm like, I should try. Because I have this like weird mindset that like I could only do things if I'm not scared. Like, I can't do something while being scared, but that's totally possible. And so it's like, you know, that was a very
life-changing quote.
Yeah, it really was, because I'm like a very big pussy, if you guys don't know.
Me too.
Really?
I would say so.
Like, I mean, genuinely am.
I think you might be a little bit more than I am, but I do get scared to do that. Some things, but I mean, either way, like, a person that's scared and a person that's not scared, if they're both doing the same task, then it's like, you can't tell, you know, like, who's scared, who's not. At the end of the day, they're both doing the same thing.
They both fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm scared. What do you guys mean by scared?
I think
scared?
You do it scared. Like, what I think, you mean? I think, you know, for example, I'll give, like, I'll give, like, an example, right? Like, hookups. Like, for me, I feel like I've always been, you know, like I said, like, I want to have hookups, I want to have experiences, but when the time actually comes to go, like, seek someone out, like, do it, I'm scared. So I'm like, actually, like, it's okay. Like, I'd rather, it's okay, not right now. But you, I think, like, from what I think you're scared, but you're just like, oh, whatever, like, I'll just do it.
Yeah. I'm also just really impulsive, and I like being like very direct in my decision making. Like, I'm an indecisive person, but when I make the decision, I follow through with it through and through. I don't like backing out, because it's like, what's the point of backing out, and what's the point of like doubting this or doing that if like it's already happening? That's my thinking. But it does take me like 30 minutes to like come with it, like
about 30 minutes.
Like, but you do it regardless.
To like figure out what decision I'm gonna follow with, but then when I have it, mm-hmm. You just
do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the hookup example actually is pretty good. It's like another one's like maybe like going in the ocean. You know, like it's
but that's me.
Yeah. It's like some people.
Okay, but also
you can't swim.
Yeah.
Okay, that's different. No.
Disclaimer.
It's like going into cold water.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Like, there's people that can just dive in and, like, they're fucking cold and scared and it hurts, but they just do it even though it hurts. Me, I'm like,
that's crazy.
No, like, I'm not getting in. I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah. You guys, like, take so long to get in the water. Like, the faster you go in, the faster you, like, get used to it. Like, you're just making it harder for yourself.
And that's what I mean. That's the doing it. You just do it scared. Like, you're like, I know it hurts, but I'm going to do it anyways. Versus like, I'm going to try to convince myself that I'm no longer scary. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it, and it just takes longer and forever.
Yeah. And then you just prolong the pain.
You prolong it. So make the fucking decision, and like, even if you're scared of the outcome, do it. Do it. Really, really do it. You know, another thing that's also scary when it comes to decision making is sometimes I know, like, I find myself, you know how we say, like, usually the first thing that you decide is, like, what you end up making a decision towards? Sometimes I think, like, in my head, I'm like, damn, I feel like I have made a decision, yet I try to ignore it. because it's not the decision that I want. It's not the one that I want to want, but it's the one that I actually genuinely, deep in down, know is right. You know that feeling? Yeah. Okay, let me re-explain that. You know when you have to make a decision and you know it's what you should do, but it's not necessarily what you want to do.
Also, like, the example was, like, me doing business.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Stuff like that. But except it would be, like, no, yeah, I think so. It's like deep down inside, you already know, like, I am going to make that decision. I think, like, it's just a matter of time until I make that decision to move. So you know what you're going to do, but you avoid, like, making it. You're like, no, like, I think I still have time to, like, decide.
So. I do that all the time.
Right? Right? Yeah. Like, you already know what you're leaning towards. You just try to pretend you're not for some reason.
I don't know why I do that, too, because it's like, I could save myself so much time if I just do what I know is going to happen later down the line, but I'll just like prolong it or like keep it out of my mind just because I don't want to think about it, even though I know it's going to happen. But in my brain, I'm just like, no, it's not, or like, you know, I don't have to worry about it right now, or it's like, or I don't want to worry about it right now. Yeah. That's the thing, and it's just like, it's easier to sort of just put it in the back of your head and like it be there all the time than like have to face it like right on. And then
it's so frustrating being in that state. Of like, you know, it's like here, it's literally here, like you're thinking about it, you know, but it's like until you make the decision, it's not gonna go away. That's annoying. It's not cute.
It's not fun.
It isn't. Like, that's why you really just gotta make the fucking decision, because like not being in the state of undecided and being in undecided is so, it's very stressful. It really is. So switch your major, get a divorce, go through a breakup, go in the ocean.
Yeah.
Just make a decision. I really do want to be more decisive. I think that's my biggest downfall, is I backtrack a lot.
Yeah. I think it's also just all in the name of having a greater sense of self. You know, it's like, I feel like investing in yourself and your hobbies and doing what you want to do just helps you be a more decisive person. And I tend to think that a lot of indecisive people are just, they don't know what they want, obviously, because that's the whole point. But it's just that I also think they don't have a great sense of self.
I think that's true. Yeah. I was about to say, I think a lot of that is very, very true.
Like, if you don't know who you are, then you don't know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually, like, are trying to figure that out, then you are a little more decisive.
I think that's why, like, meditation and yoga helps being decisive. Because you have time to, like, think, like, like you tune in with yourself.
You tune in with yourself
like, okay, like what am I actually feeling? Like, it kind of stops you from doing the whole like, I know what decision I want to make, but I'm like going in circles trying to avoid looking at that side of myself, and so I'm looking at these other issues. So yeah, like take more time to meditate, like just be like, okay,
yeah,
like am I just playing with myself here? Like, am I literally just kidding myself about this decision, or do I know deep down inside what's gonna happen?
And invest in yourself. Like, literally, I feel like that's really the whole point of your life, is figure out who you are and who you want to be. And I think a lot of people don't give themselves that, and they just go through life and just go, or they're just going through the motions, not really kind of just being an NPC, like being very robotic, doing what they think they should be doing and not what they want to do.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, yeah, that's so true. Do you think, because we've been talking about how the first decision you make is usually the one you go with, but is there room for changing how you feel? You know, like, does that make sense? Like, is there, do you guys trust yourself? Yeah, like, do you guys trust yourself that what you're feeling is truly that decision? Because I feel like sometimes, you know, like, for, what's a good example? Like a major, like your major, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, deep down inside right now, your first thought is like, fuck, like, I do want to switch to film, I do want to do this. Mm-hmm. But it's hard telling when that's an impulse versus how you truly feel.
I agree, yeah.
Right?
And I think that's kind of what I'm trying to figure out too, is that I wanted to switch my major, like, very suddenly, and so I'm trying not to act too fast on it in case it's just, like, a fleeting feeling. I don't know.
Right?
I don't know how you figured it out, but I think they're kind of intertwined with each other. Your impulses are, you know, your subconscious desires. It's not even subconscious. Like, they're sort of your desires. So,
yeah, maybe it's the desires you're just not at tune with.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then,
if your impulses are telling you to, like, do this, then you probably do want to do it. It's just that you're too scared to.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, I think life is all about making wrong decisions, too. As corny as that shit sounds, it's literally how it is. It's like,
that's how you grow.
Yeah, you make the wrong decisions, and then you learn from there.
And I also wonder if you should resist your impulses and your decision that you feel like you feel, you know? Like, when there is there time for that to override maybe what in the moment, like, let's say in the moment I really, really want to drop out of school, or I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore, and like truly that's the decision that I feel like I don't want to do this anymore, I want to drop out, and like I'm like over it again, but I'm like, that's how I feel, and I'm like, the other choice is to stay in these classes, but I could either be like, you know what, I'm in tune with myself, like I'm gonna just drop it, like that's it, like no more, or I could be like, okay, I know that's how I feel, but there's good in this other decision, so let me see if I can convince myself, my inner self, to see it differently and maybe stay in school. You know? Like, that's what I mean by, like, overriding what you want to do, like, truly deep down want to do, but, you know, you shouldn't. So I guess that's just discipline at that point. Like, it's something. It's something. Mm-hmm. That's just a hypothetical.
I was getting a little bit lost.
Me too.
I was trying to follow along.
Okay. So, like, let's say I'm in school. Like, I wanted to take classes. Mm-hmm. And I did it out of, like, this impulse. And, like, I realized, like, oh, this impulse is actually, like, real. Like, I genuinely do want to take classes. And then, I don't know where, like, a switch flips in me. And I'm like, fuck, like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I'm tired of it. Like, I don't want to. Like, I'm over it. Like, it's too hard. Too much work. I want to drop out. And I could be like, okay, deep down, like, what do I feel? And I'm like, okay, deep down, I do feel like I want to drop out. Like, I still am too tired of this. I should just do that. But in those moments, should I think, but it's good for me. Like, I knew at some point I did this. I know why I wanted to do this. And I think, like, there's still good that could come out of being in school. So let me stay in school and, like, try to convince your deep down yourself about what you want to do. Like, is that, when is there room for that?
I get that. Okay. That's a good point. I, like, completely just forgot that, like, was a thing, but I don't know. It's like, you want to follow your impulses, but you also want to be rational about it. And, like, dropping out of school is a good one, because I know, like, a lot of people who want to drop out, but they're like, but, you know, and then I tell them, well, you're not really, like, doing anything else, so I think you should, like, stick with it and see where it goes. So, what I'm trying to say is that follow your heart, but make sure you, like, can keep yourself in check. Like, don't blindly go into it and just, like, do whatever the fuck you want. You have to have security, and, like, if you make this decision, are you going to work on something else, like, outside of school? Like, it's stuff like that.
Yeah. I think, like, big decisions like those, you just have to hold yourself accountable. Yeah. And, like, have really good discipline. And discipline, like, self-discipline is something that I lack.
Don't blindly follow your heart.
Yeah, also, I agree.
Yeah,
I
and
agree.
Follow that your heart for dangerous. The right reasons. Like,
yeah.
Not dropping out of school because it's difficult, but because you genuinely feel like you could be doing something else with your life that doesn't require any school. Yeah. It's stuff like that that's like, okay.
Yeah, that's a good example, I think. That's what I'm like. Because everyone's always like, follow your heart for you. I'm like, yeah, listen to your body. But no, I think don't blindly follow it. Because, like, you know, besides school, that's what the movies say. Yeah, I don't think it should work like that. Because, like, you know, you think about stuff like relationships. If you have a crush on someone and you're so in love with them, like, yeah, deep down in your heart, you might be like, fuck, I don't want to be with them so badly. You might try to convince yourself you shouldn't, but you're like, but I know I do. Like, I want to be with them. Like, they're so fucking hot or whatever. But your rational mind has to be like, but they, like, don't treat me good. And they, like, you know, they're not good for me. Or, like, I'm not ready for this yet. Like, even though it's what I want to do, I'm not ready for it yet, so maybe I shouldn't blindly follow my heart.
Yeah, I mean, like, even, like, for example, like, toxic relationships, like, if you were to follow your heart all the time, yeah, toxic relationship, then, babe, you're not getting out, you know?
Yeah. So, it's kind of hard. No, now that I think about it, maybe too many people follow their heart.
Yeah.
Like, for real, they just want something and they get it, and they go get it. Like, okay, maybe you could want something, but sometimes it's worth sticking through it, mm-hmm, seeing what happens, and be like, okay, like, if really you have to think about everything, so... Decision making is hard.
You just have to be honest with yourself. Like, you genuinely cannot bullshit it. You have to look at the facts, look at what you can do and what you are capable of doing. And then,
dude, being honest with yourself is a whole nother thing. Like, that is difficult. Yeah, no, it is not easy. It really is not easy. Truly being honest with yourself.
Because we all think we can do anything. We think we think so highly of ourselves and our skills. No. I know, because there's so many people who drop out of school and they are comfortable, like, working the 9-to-5, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. And just to think that they have, like, bigger ambitions, but they're settling for less because they didn't stick through with it, it's like, you know, it's disappointing.
Yeah. It really, really is. So, it's such a... You have a lot to think about for all my indecisive bitches out there. Like, don't blindly follow your heart, but also follow your heart. But
not
also
not too much.
And then also be honest with yourself. How to do that, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I think just yoga.
I think the answer to all of this is yoga and meditation.
Yeah.
Yoga and meditation. No, literally, like, unironically, meditation.
No, genuinely, I feel like if you incorporate that into your daily life, that can make a huge difference.
Yeah. I really got to start doing that. Like, journaling helps a little bit, like, how I actually feel, but it's hard to... This is a whole nother tangent, but just really quickly, like, it's hard to know when the feelings are, like... temporary feelings are clouding long-term feelings.
I completely get it.
Right? Like, holy fuck. Like, that is difficult. That is what we're trying to get at when I meant, like, look inside yourself versus yourself. It's like, are these temporary or are these, like, permanent ones?
And it's like, how long do you give the temporary ones
exactly
to be temporary?
Like, how the...
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole nother episode. But fuck, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, if you guys...
Tell me,
you know... That's, you know, that's why, like, I don't buy stuff until a couple months, because every time a trend comes, like, my temporary feelings are like, that's so sick, I love it, it looks so cool. But then my permanent feelings are like, I'm kind of bored of it now. You know?
I get that. I need to have more self-control in that.
Temporary feeling versus permanent ones. Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I will put some sort of poll and question. Those are always fun. Those are always fun answering and hearing your answers. So, Mark wasn't here this episode.
Oh!
That wasn't obvious enough.
We didn't put that
disclaimer. And Isaac's in London.
Isaac is in fucking London. He's having a blast.
I know.
Living his best life.
Look at his Instagram stories. Keep up with him.
He's on a 5-day rager.
Literally.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. And remember, every Sunday we have a 6 p.m. Spotify Live. On the Spotify Live app or on the Spotify app, 6 p.m. PST, Sundays. See you there. All right. See you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.